Segundo repaso.
Test 2.
Ahora vamos a repasar las palabras y expresiones que has aprendido en la segunda parte del curso. Primero las escucharás en español y tú tendrás que decirlas en inglés antes que las escuches correctamente en inglés. Vamos a ver si recuerdas las siguientes palabras y expresiones. Araña.
Spider.
Noticias.
News.
Sangre.
Blood.
Mucha gente.
A lot of people.
Compré unos pocos CDs.
I bought a few CDs.
Hielo.
Ice.
¿Dónde está la estación?
Where's the station?
¿Cómo se puede ir?
How can I get there?
¿A qué distancia está?
How far is it?
¿Me lo puede indicar?
Can you show me?
El semáforo.
The traffic lights.
Esquina.
Corner.
Gire a la izquierda.
Turn left.
Todo recto.
Straight ahead.
Está a la derecha.
It's on the right.
Está cerca.
It's near.
Está lejos.
It's far.
A pie.
On foot.
Aceptar un empleo.
To take a job.
Juntos.
Together.
La playa.
The beach.
Te necesito.
I need you.
¿Estás loco? ¿Estás loca?
You're crazy.
Eso no es justo.
That's not fair.
Estoy ocupado. Estoy ocupada.
I'm busy.
Isla.
Island.
Ten cuidado.
Be careful.
Violento.
Violent.
Ascensor.
Elevator or lift.
Idiota.
Idiot.
Trato. Acuerdo.
Deal.
Cortinas.
Curtains.
Vamos a ver si recuerdas los siguientes verbos. ¿Cómo se dice llegar en inglés?
To arrive.
Querer.
To want.
Esperar.
To wait.
Visitar.
To visit.
Comprobar, verificar.
To check.
Aterrizar.
To land.
Odiar.
To hate.
Preguntar, pedir.
To ask.
Mirar.
To look.
Cerrar.
To close.
Observar o mirar.
To watch.
Quedarse.
To stay.
escalar o subir a...
To climb.
Disparar.
To shoot.
Gritar.
To scream.
¿Cómo se traduce al inglés las siguientes expresiones del pasado? Ayer por la mañana.
Yesterday morning.
Hace 5 minutos.
5 minutes ago.
El verano pasado.
Last summer.
Hace un año.
A year ago.
Hace 6 años.
6 years ago.
Anoche.
Last night.
El pasado fin de semana.
Last weekend.
Hace 3 días.
3 days ago.
El julio pasado.
Last July.
Hace una hora.
An hour ago.
Hace mucho tiempo.
A long time ago.
La semana pasada.
Last week.
Ahora repasaremos las preposiciones de lugar. Al lado de...
Next to.
Detrás de...
Behind.
Enfrente de...
In front of.
Frente a...
Opposite.
Vamos a repasar en inglés el verbo to work en presente continuo. Primero escucharás el pronombre y tú tendrás que decir en inglés el verbo de forma correcta, antes que lo escuches correctamente en inglés. Habla después del tono. Ejemplo.
I'm working. You. You're working. He. He's working. She. She's working. It's working. We're working. They're working.
Ahora la forma negativa. Ejemplo.
I'm not working. You. You're not working. He's not working. She's not working. It's not working. We're not working. They're not working.
Ahora la forma interrogativa. Ejemplo.
Am I working?
Ahora con you.
Are you working?
Ahora con he.
Is he working?
Ahora con she.
Is she working?
Ahora con it.
Is it working?
Ahora con we.
Are we working?
Ahora con they.
Are they working?
Sonidos conectados. ¿Qué está pasando? Escucha algunos sonidos y di en inglés qué está pasando. Habla después del tono.
The baby's crying. They're watching football. He's driving.
What is your point?
As far as I'm concerned, what did you say?
To you, man, I was going to listen to me.
Fucking see the attitude
but
you come
keep
up with.
About me.
You see the attitude
you're
you come up with.
They're arguing. He's having a shower. They're moving furniture. She's listening to music. He's cooking. The dog's barking. The phone's ringing. He's sleeping. They're having a party. It's raining. He's playing the saxophone. They're dancing the tango.
¿Cuáles son los comparativos y superlativos de los siguientes adjetivos? Dilos después del tono.
Nice. Nicer. The nicest. Slow. Slower. The slowest. Friendly. Friendlier, the friendliest. Quiet. Quieter, the quietest. Expensive. More expensive, the most expensive. Cheap. Cheaper. The cheapest. Interesting. More interesting. The most interesting. Slow. Slower. The slowest. Attractive. More attractive. The most attractive. Hot. Hotter. The hottest. Big. Bigger. The biggest. Pretty. Prettier. The prettiest. Important. More important. The most important. Old. Older. The oldest. Good. Better. The best. Bad. Worse. The worst.
Completa las siguientes frases con el adverbio correspondiente. Sigue el ejemplo y habla después del tono. Ejemplo.
He's a quick walker. He walks quickly. He's a loud talker. He talks loudly. He's a careful listener. He listens carefully. He's a perfect painter. He paints perfectly. He's a good driver. He drives well. He's a slow learner. He learns slowly. He's a bad dancer. He dances badly. He's a violent player. He plays violently. He's a really good singer. He sings really well.
Much or many. Escucha los siguientes sustantivos y decide si se dice much or many. Habla después del tono.
Time. Much. How much time? Hours. Many. How many hours? People. Many. How many people? Beer. Much. How much beer? Dollars. Many. How many dollars? Coffee. Much. How much coffee? Friends. Many. How many friends? Photos. Many. How many photos? Languages. Many. How many languages? Water. Much. How much water?
Traduce al inglés las siguientes frases utilizando going to. Habla después del tono. Voy a decírselo.
I'm going to tell him.
No voy a esperar.
I'm not going to wait.
¿Cuándo me vas a llamar?
When are you going to phone me?
David va a comprarse un piso nuevo.
David is going to buy a new flat.
¿Vas a cocinar esta noche?
Are you going to cook tonight?
Vamos a llegar tarde.
We're going to arrive late.
Ella no va a llamarme esta noche.
She's not going to phone me tonight.
Mira el cielo. ¿Va a llover?
Look at the sky. It's going to rain.
Ella va a tener un bebé.
She's going to have a baby.
Sonidos conectados.
What's the weather like?
Tienes que adivinar cuáles son las condiciones meteorológicas conectadas a los siguientes sonidos. Tendrás que decir las palabras después del tono, pero antes de oírlas correctamente en inglés. Sigue el ejemplo.
What's the weather like? It's raining. What's the weather like? It's sunny. What's the weather like?
Oh.
It's cold. What's the weather like? It's snowing. What's the weather like? It's windy. Can you say it in English?
¿Puedes decirlo en inglés? Habla después del tono. Mañana va a llover.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
¿A qué hora sale el tren?
What time does the train leave?
Voy a jugar al tenis a las 5.
I'm playing tennis at 5. Or I'm going to play tennis at 5.
¿Te apetece ir de compras esta tarde?
Would you like to go shopping this afternoon?
¿Cuánto vale esta cámara?
How much is this camera?
Necesito dinero.
I need some money.
¿Qué estás haciendo?
What are you doing?
Estoy tomando café.
I'm having coffee.
¿Te apetece un poco de pastel?
Would you like some cake?
Perdone, ¿puede ayudarme, por favor?
Excuse me, can you help me, please?
¿Qué significa eso?
What does that mean?
Ah. Ahora repasaremos los sustantivos contables e incontables. Escucha y di si los siguientes sustantivos son contables o incontables.
Milk.
Incontable.
Some milk. Chocolate.
Incontable.
Some chocolate. Apple.
Contable.
An apple. Bread.
Incontable.
Some bread. Butter.
Incontable.
Some butter. Egg.
Contable.
An egg. Rice.
Incontable.
Some rice. Biscuit.
Contable.
A biscuit. Meat.
Incontable.
Some meat. Cereal.
Incontable.
Some cereal. Salad.
Contable.
A salad. Toast.
Incontable.
A piece of toast. Mushrooms.
Contable.
Some mushrooms. Chips.
Contable.
Some chips. Money.
Incontable.
Some money. Coffee.
Incontable.
Some coffee. Oil.
Incontable.
Some oil.
Traduce al inglés las siguientes frases. Un poco de queso.
A piece of cheese.
Una lata de cerveza.
A can of beer.
Una barra de chocolate.
A bar of chocolate.
Un bol de arroz.
A bowl of rice.
Una taza de café.
A cup of coffee.
Un paquete de azúcar.
A packet of sugar.
Una pieza de música.
A piece of music.
Una botella de vino.
A bottle of wine.
Un vaso de agua.
A glass of water.
Un papel.
A piece of paper.
No tengo tomates.
I don't have any tomatoes.
No tengo leche.
I don't have any milk.
¿Hay cerveza?
Is there any beer?
¿Hay galletas?
Are there any biscuits?
Ahora di los números ordinales. Habla después del tono. Primero.
First.
Segundo.
Second.
Tercero.
Third.
Cuarto.
Fourth.
Quinto.
Fifth.
Sexto.
Sixth.
Séptimo.
Seventh.
Octavo.
Eighth.
Noveno.
Ninth.
Décimo.
Tenth.
Décimo primero.
Eleventh.
Décimo segundo.
12th.
Décimo tercero.
13th.
Vigésimo.
20th.
Vigésimo primero.
21st.
Vigésimo segundo.
22nd.
Vigésimo tercero.
23rd.
Di en inglés 5 cosas que hiciste ayer. Habla después del tono.
1. Two, three, four, five,
podrías decir, por ejemplo,
I went to work. I had breakfast. I wrote some emails. I spoke to my mum. I slept after lunch. I had a beer. I got drunk. I saw a friend. I went to the supermarket. I bought some bread. I had coffee. I phoned my wife.
Past simple o present simple. Escucha las siguientes frases y di si están en el tiempo presente o en el pasado.
My sister was a nurse.
Pasado.
I flew to Barcelona.
Pasado.
I met my wife in an English pub.
Pasado.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Presente.
I speak to my dad on the phone.
Presente.
I bought a train ticket.
Pasado.
I meet David after work.
Presente.
I see my friends.
Presente.
I hated studying physics.
Pasado.
I wrote 4 emails.
Pasado.
I hate studying English.
Presente.
I write emails in English.
Presente.
My brother's a teacher.
Presente.
I slept on the train.
Pasado.
I spoke to my boss.
Pasado.
I have a big breakfast.
Presente.
I buy a computer magazine.
Presente.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.